Déjalo. Saya telah mengaku tidak bersalah ke atas tuduhan yang dibuat pagi ini. Let me state that this is a baseless allegation and is politically motivated to tarnish and smear my reputation as well as, of course, my effort to execute my role as an opposition parliamentarian. I want to stress that we fight corruption seriously and we will not practice corruption. I also want to stress that I've never received any gratification, and I've said this to MACC, and they never asked me to show proof of whether I got millions or billions of ringgit in my bank account or whether they had millions of ringgit in cash in my possession. So I'll stress this, that there is no such gratification. You all know that this project is by open tender, not by direct award, and to date not a single cent has been paid for the tunnel project. So I would just like to say that I will fight to prove my innocence in court, and I believe that the truth will show that I've not received any gratification and there's no corruption. I want to thank all our supporters who spent a lot of time here to show their support and their belief in our integrity and in our continued pursuit for a cleaner, fairer Malaysia. Thank you very much. So saya ringkasnya ingin menegaskan bahawa saya tidak pernah menerima sebarang suapan. Ini pun tidak ditanyakan oleh SPRM. Mana suapan saya? Tanyakan mana suapan saya sama ada dalam bentuk kaun tunai ataupun dalam akaun bank saya. Tak ada puluhan juta, tak ada bilion ringgit. So di mana itulah sebabkan bermotivasi nama baik saya sebagai seorang ahli parlimen daripada pembangkang. Kita akan teruskan perjuangan untuk pastikan Malaysia lebih bersih, Malaysia lebih adil dan juga memastikan bahawa isu-isu seperti rasuah dapat dibenteraskan. Saya mengulangi lagi, kita lawan rasuah. Kita tidak akan mendukung rasuah. Dan oleh itu, kita akan serah kepada mahkamah untuk membuktikan bahawa saya memang tidak bersalah. Terima kasih.
Alright, terima kasih.
Question. So itu saja. Saya tak mahu tambah apa-apa lagi. Kalau ada apa-apa, tolong tanya saya punya peguam.
YB Govin. There were no quantum or no amount of the supposed fine that's within the charge sheet. Could you explain what's the legal implications or how does that work when you accuse somebody of receiving a fine that did not exist yet?
I think if we look at the charge that is preferred against my client today, it becomes very clear that there's no actual figure stated in that charge. What is stated in the charge is that there was a request for a particular percentage to be given to the complainant from a particular project. Insofar as we are concerned, there's no basis to the charge. We will fight it till the very end, and we will actually use the court process to prove that my client is innocent.
Would you say the charge is frivolous because there's no quantum to show of it, right?
Well, there's no quantum stated in the charge as of now, and of course I also made a point about the fact that this is a charge which relates to an incident which is alleged to have happened in 2011, some 9 years ago. So of course we all know that there have been investigations, the MACC has done investigations before, but this has never been again, so far as we are concerned, we will charge again. As you know, prosecution now will fix dates and then they will give us documents that they will rely on in the process the trial. We will have a look at those, and of course we'll prepare our defence moving forward. As all of you all know, the case is now fixed for the 9th of September. We are supposed to appear in court on Monday in Sessions Court, Butterworth, and also on Tuesday. There are more charges that we are going to see. Let us take it from there. But again, we reiterate that we will fight these charges right till the end, and of course we will use the court process to prove our client is innocent. All right?
According to the media report, a few family of YB Lim have went to MSUC in Penang to report statement. Is that action reasonable?
I'd just like to end by saying that this charge will not stop us from pursuing corruption scandals like YNDB. As you know, there were certain developments in Parliament yesterday. We will continue to press on this issue, and not today, but tomorrow I'll be issuing a statement on YNDB where the Goldman Sachs settlement was done without Cabinet approval. So, wait for tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Saya juga ingin memberitahu bahasa Malaysia apa yang saya sebut tadi. Memang satu perkara yang berbangkit adalah sama ada ketinggalan pihak mendakwa untuk menyebut jumlah di dalam pertuduhan, jumlah suapan yang dinyatakan. Sama ada itu adalah satu perkara yang fatal. Kepada kita cukup jelas, pertuduhan tidak menyatakan apa-apa jumlah, hanya setakat kononnya ada permintaan 10%. Ini menjadi satu perkara yang kita akan halusi. Tetapi kepada kita, apa yang kita harus laksanakan, kita lihat ke dokumen yang akan diserahkan kepada kita oleh pihak pendakwaan. Tetapi kita menafikan sekeras-kerasnya pertuduhan ini, dan kita ini menegaskan sekali lagi bahawa kita akan lawan sehingga habis-habis. Pertuduhan yang akan dihadapi pada hari Isnin dan Selasa, saya dimaklumkan di Mahkamah Session Butterworth. Jadi kita akan hadir di mahkamah tersebut dan kita akan lihat apa yang berlaku di situ, dan kita akan komen berkenaan perkara ini dengan lebih lanjut selepas daripada itu. Yeah. Terima kasih kepada semua
pihak yang datang. Thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you.
Terima kasih kerana sabar. Terima kasih.